Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, no love, time first, I feel you first. We'll make this thing work, but I think we should stay slow. It's just hard, we don't know which way to go.
Welcome, welcome. It's the Russell Price Morning Show. It's all about you. We're talking about men against domestic violence and men who have been involved or experienced domestic violence. This is the last day of Domestic Violence Awareness Month. Be There Magazine has been on top of this for the whole entire month, and we're making sure the information is really out there, because now information is power. With information, we can prevent or try to prevent domestic violence. We have a special guest, Sheila Miles. She'll be on this morning with her organization. We're talking about domestic violence. Sheila, you on the air?
I am on the air, Russell.
Oh, fantastic. Welcome aboard. I want to thank you for coming on the air this morning. It's a pleasure and an honor to have you here. First off, tell us about your organization.
My organization is Healing 2 Grace, and that's healing with the number 2 Grace. And the organization is an organization that's working to inform and empower women that have been in domestic violence relationships, to empower women to understand that you've got to get help. Because once you are out of the relationship, if you don't seek the help that you need, it's going to show itself up in other areas of your life. And so one of the things that I've learned from experience is that help is so vital. And I give all honor and thanks to my Lord and Savior, but I also give all honor and thanks to my therapist, because without getting that help, I would not be able to have this organization or go around and speak and share my story. And so that's the main goal, is to share my story with hopes that it would encourage other women. There are resources available now that you can go and get the help that you need, and you've got to get the help, because if you have children and they have experienced it, whether they saw it, heard it, or whatever, it's going to show itself up in their lives as well.
That is excellent, and I want to commend you on starting your organization. Give us the background, what inspired you, what inspired you to want to create an organization like this?
What inspired me was I've been out of my abusive marriage for about 9 years now. But what happened after I left that marriage is that I call myself an abuser because I experienced some of those same behaviors. Because after you have been through that, I experienced it for about 5 years, where I've experienced every aspect of domestic violence, from psychological, emotional, spiritual, financial, all of that. And what happened after that, I started getting therapy to help myself, but I stopped getting the therapy because I thought I was okay. But then I became a different person. I was extremely defensive. I was angry. I was hurt. I was lashing out at anything and everybody because I walked around with this attitude that, you know what, I'm going to get you before you get me, because I had been so mentally and physically abused that I didn't trust anyone. And so it started showing itself up in all of my relationships, whether it be a relationship with a significant other or relationships with my children or some of my friends. I was just not a delightful person to be around because I was so broken and so torn and so hurt. And so I realized that I needed to get help so I could be the best person that I could be. And then I started having the communication that I was having with my children was not the best communication that a parent should have with their kids. I was angry all the time. Anything that they did, I was lashing out at them. And because I wanted to be the best parent that I could be for my kids, I also knew that I needed to get the help as well.
It is extremely important to seek help. Give us examples of what type of help an individual would seek if they are a domestic violence abuser?
Well, I think that whether you are an abuser or a survivor, you have got to seek the help of a professional, licensed therapist. You can go to your church, and you can speak to the ministers and the deacons at your church, and that's fine. But you've got to get the help of a professional who understands what domestic violence is and understands the treatment of domestic violence. And you need to go and sit down and take the time and find someone that you feel comfortable with, that you trust. Because once you begin to peel back those layers of all the hurt that you've gone through, it's going to be a difficult thing to share all of that. But I can guarantee you from experience, once you begin to pull back those layers, you're going to also find some cleansing because you can get all of that out of your system. And also, too, you've got to form a relationship with your Lord and Savior. Mm-hmm. I'm telling you, it's not a day that doesn't go by that I'm not thanking God for saving my life, because in my situation, I was left for dead. I was beaten with shit. Both of my eyes were shut closed. I was strangled to death. I was left in a bathtub full of water. So, you know, when I began to talk about that thing, it was a very emotional experience for me. But today I can talk about it with a smile on my face because I did the work that I needed to do, and I know that sharing my story is going to help someone. And that's what this is all about. That's what healing is all about. It is about sharing the story so I can help someone else. And Russell, I want to say that, you know, while this is the last day in October, and October is Domestic Violence Awareness Month, but what I want people to understand is that just because this is the last day of October doesn't mean that we're going to stop here. We're going to keep talking about this thing. We're going to keep fighting for awareness. We're going to be out there. I'm going to be out there on the front line. There are so many awesome organizations and people who are fighting to spread the word and get the awareness out. We're not going to stop because this is the last day in October. We're going to be fighting this thing 365 days a year because that's what we've got to do. We've got to educate people. We've got to make them aware. And when we all stand together and do this, we can accomplish this goal. I know we can.
I agree with you 100%. It's not a monthly situation. It's a yearly situation. It's a global situation. Domestic violence has been going on for decades. The situation now is people are more aware, and that's the purpose of Be There magazine and October Domestic Violence Awareness Month, is to bring people aware. People aren't truly aware. They know that domestic violence exists. A lot of people, men and women, have experienced it. However, they don't have the information to either prevent it or to seek help if it's happening. So no, it's not a monthly situation. It is a yearly situation. It's a global situation. It has to be done on the internet, Facebook, Twitter, socially, media. We have to make sure that it exists. That's what my job is, the information giver. The hardest working man in marketing, I'm going to make sure that the information continues to be disseminated, because without it, we're not going to be able to survive. We've got these callers on the line. When we come back, we're going to take a few callers, and then we're going to talk about men and domestic violence. We'll be right back with Sheila. She has a company, Healing to Grace. That name says it all. We'll be right back.
So long, time turns, I still chew birds. We'll make the same work, but I think we should take slow. We're just hard and people. We don't know which way to go. Cause we're more than letting people. Maybe we should take it slow.
Welcome back. Welcome back. This is the Russell Price Morning Show. It's all about you. We're talking about domestic violence. Because of the last day of the month, we want to make an impact to continue information. Caller, you on the air. 843-610. You on the air? Go ahead. Caller, you on the air? It may be a little shy. Sheila, tell us about the reversal. Tell us about the reversal of men experiencing domestic violence. And how do a man, how is it possible for a man to experience domestic violence?
The first thing I would say is this. Because I went through the abuse that I went through, and as I said, it left me very broken, defensive, angry, mad at the world, hurt inside, and I was walking around wounded. And so men experienced it because, on my part, they experienced it verbally because a man could open his mouth to me, and boy, I would let in on him. I would shoot him down with my mouth because I just knew that every man was out to get me, and that's not true. It was me. It wasn't about the man. It was me that was broken. I mean, men are, mostly I think men suffer from abuse verbally from women because women, we can yell and scream, talk down to men. And, you know, a lot of times men are not into all the yelling and screaming and the yelling that we tend to do from time to time. And so verbally, we talk to men without a lack of respect. We yell and scream. We call them names. We poke at them. You know, we do all these things to men because we feel like, yeah, what are you going to do? You're going to hit me back. And eventually, you know, a man could probably get tired of that. And men aren't going to be forthcoming and say, oh, that she's abusing me. Because number one, I'm pretty sure it's got to be embarrassing for a man to say that. It's embarrassing for a woman to say that. So I can only imagine what it's like for a man to come forth and say, yes, she is abusive to me. But I'm encouraging men today to stand up because you have rights too. You should not be treated that way. No one should be yelling and screaming and taunting and beating and hitting and spitting and kicking to anyone. So, men, you have rights too, and I encourage you to stand up with us. Take a stand and say, no more domestic violence.
Domestic violence with men, and I experienced that with the police officer. By being a police officer, I had to go on the number one call. It was handle the domestic. That's the call that a police officer does not know how it's going to turn out. It could be mildly disseminated or it could be bodily disseminated. The call is a serious call. It's the most threatening call for a police officer because he does not know what to expect. Lots of times, women were being abused physically. When I got to the house, the man may have been in the corner or downstairs. He's called upstairs, and he has no sign of any marks on him, anything physically that's been done to him. But he has been abused verbally and emotionally, where the living individual or the spouse has been domestically violent to him verbally and emotionally. She refused to cook for him. She refused to acknowledge that he is the head of that household or basically her husband. She has took things to a degree where she does not have no respect for him, no respect for him whatsoever, and she's told him that to his face. It's a form of verbal abuse for a man who loves a woman. The other side of that coin, I locked up an individual about probably was locked up for about maybe 6 months for doing, he was the abuser. But in the course of him being released, he was accepted back into his household. But the wife at that point decided that she really didn't want to be married anymore. Even though he was in the household, it was their house, they had children. However, she began to domestically violent him verbally and emotionally and showed him that she was no longer his wife. He wanted this marriage so bad that he tried to seek what you say, Sheila. The number one thing is to seek counseling. I know from experience as a police officer, the number one thing a black man will not do is seek counseling. He doesn't feel that it's something that he is warranted or that he should experience in his life. When a man, a black man, says he wants to go to counseling, it's a show of not only humility, but love and respect for the woman he's trying to basically save the marriage with. Do you agree on that? What's your take on that?
Well, I totally agree on that. And I do know from experience that black men aren't going to go and get counseling because they feel like it's just not part of their makeup. But I'm here to say that if you're a man and you find yourself in an abusive relationship with a woman and you want to be with this woman, the first thing is you've got to meet her where she is, because recognize that she needs help. And then recognize that you're going to need help as well. And I think that every man out here should understand it takes a real man to admit that he needs counseling. He's going to go and seek it, and you're setting an example, especially if you have children in the home. You've got to lead by an example, and I know that it's difficult for men to go and get the help that they need, but if you are an abuser or if you have been abused, you've got to go and get help, because how are you going to have, if let's just say that relationship or that marriage doesn't work out, if you want to be involved with someone else at some point in your life, you've got to be a healthy and whole person. And the only way that you can do that is by getting the help you need. I don't know anyone who's been in an abusive relationship and then just could go on and live life as if nothing has happened. I'm telling you, you're fooling yourself. Because eventually, those signs are going to show up in your character. And so you've got to get the help. And men, don't think that it's diminishing your manhood at all. What it's actually doing is building your character up when you step out and say, you know what, she's been abusive to me, I'm not going to take it anymore, I'm going to go get help. And you've got to demand that she goes and get help. And if she doesn't want to go and get help, then I'm telling you, brother, you need to just cut that loss. You're going to have to call that a loss right there. Because you cannot stay in a relationship that is abusive on any level if the two of you are not going to seek help. And if you're in a relationship and both of you have tempers and you're arguing and you're fighting and being physical, somebody's got to leave the house. I heard somebody say one time, oh, yeah, I'm in an abusive relationship. You know, we had one fight, but we want to save our marriage, and so we're going to stay together. Well, if you're living under the same roof and you're fighting each other, somebody's got to move.
There's a song by the Dells that's called Somebody's Got to Move. And I agree with you 100%. Domestic violence, especially when it turns physical, when someone's trying to harm someone with a gun, a knife, a belt, a brick, a shoe, all that stuff is a sign that you could physically lose your life. What you have to do is seek professional help. I've been going through all these different domestic violence outlet places for a whole month. I've been covering it with the magazine. And I myself personally have become more aware of what domestic violence is. If you don't have the information, all the information on domestic violence, you may not even know that you're being a part of it. You not even may know what you're doing as a man. And I realized that even most men, I've been preaching and talking to men all month. When I stop them on the street, I ask them a question, are you aware of domestic violence? And I ask them, tell me what domestic violence is. And most men don't have the information to know actually what domestic violence is. And I realized that 90% of the men have done something domestically violently to a woman in some form or fashion. Nobody gets by. We as men have to realize that we may not knock a woman down physically, put our hands on a woman, choke the woman. We may never send a woman to a hospital. That does not mean that you have escaped domestic violence on your end as a man. That's what my job is, to educate, to make sure that we know all aspects of domestic violence. If it's being received or if you're giving it, you need to know on both sides. And if you're in a relationship where you have been receiving it and you have given it, both parties have to come together as one, as two agree. As the Bible says, when two agree, you have to agree that do you want this relationship? Do you want this relationship is the first key question. The second question is, are you willing to accept counseling, professional help? If you do those two things and then you put God first, you have a shot. Otherwise, it's not going to happen. Give us your take on that.
Well, I totally agree with you, Russell. Again, you know, we've got to be willing to pull back the layers of domestic violence in a relationship. You know, some men would say, well, I didn't push her. I didn't hit her. I didn't. But if you spoke to her, if you cursed her out, if you were yelling and screaming, you know, intimidating, standing over top of the woman, you know, with this loud voice, you know, using this your height or your weight and just trying to be intimidating to a woman, is it forcing a woman to do anything that she does not want to do? When she says no, no means no. That's a sign of domestic violence. When you're controlling an individual, that's a sign of domestic violence. When you're holding all of the income from one another, that's a sign of domestic violence. Domestic violence wears so many tags. And it is in every household when you are showing some of those tags, then you're living in an environment where there's domestic violence. And you've got to seek help. You've got to be willing to get the help that you need. It's nothing wrong with going out and getting therapy. It's nothing wrong with talking to a counselor. It is nothing wrong with that. To me, that's a sign of a big person. When you are okay with going out and seeking help, you're doing more good for yourself than you're doing for the other person when you go and get the help that you need. And, you know, one of the things, too, that I've learned in being a survivor of domestic violence, one of the things that I share when I go out and speak, I talk about this one incident where I had, you know, I was this guy that I was dating. This was after I was out of the abusive marriage, this guy that I was in a relationship with, and we lived together. And we were doing pretty well, and I thought I was healed, and I thought I was okay. But he came home one day, and he had a rough day, and he expected, you know, dinner to be on the table. Well, that was the day where I had a rough day, too, and so I was late getting dinner started. And he started to question me about dinner. I picked up a brush, and I threw the brush upside his head. And he said to me, what the heck is wrong with you? And immediately I saw rage within myself. That was a sign of anger right there. That was a sign of me being abusive to this man. And I knew that I needed to go and talk to someone about that. So something as little as picking up a brush and throwing a brush at someone, that's a sign of being abusive.
Well, there's all kinds of signs on both sides of the fence, when a man is abusive to a woman and vice versa. When a woman, the first thing happens when a man gets abused by a woman is she does not respect him anymore. Mm-hmm. Once the woman loses respect for the man, then she starts to abuse him any way she can because theoretically or hypothetically, whatever you want to say, that person is not caring or loving that person anymore. And they basically don't respect the relationship. It also has to do with how they were raised or what happened in their life and their past and how they were treated by past relationships, et cetera. What the man and the woman have to do, and I want to reiterate this so our listeners out here, the lines are lit up. People more basically want to listen than talk. We want to make sure that everyone on the line here's what Sheila's saying, what Be There Magazine is putting into effect. We're going to make sure that people have the information. I wrote two books. One book is called You Might Not Have a Woman If, and I'm letting that book be disseminated among people on the internet. The other book is He Your Man or Is Your Head in the Sand? You Might Not Have a Woman If she's doing things in the relationship to show you she's not your woman, she's not your woman, she's not somebody who feels as though she wants to be connected to you, That is a serious red flag. There's a song out called Stand By Your Man. It was by Tammy Wynette, a country and western song. I encourage everybody to just listen to that song. If that woman cannot sing that song, you might want to seek counseling. If your woman throws a brush at you across the room, you might want to seek counseling. If your woman refused to attend any type of ceremony that involves you, you might want to seek counseling. If your woman does not want to hear anything associated with you, does not want to hear you, you might want to seek counseling. If your woman decides not to have sex with you, and let's talk about biblically, let's not talk about fornication, let's talk about being a wife. That's part of what they call domestic violence. You might want to seek counseling. You can go on and on with aspects of you might want to seek counseling. I'm going to do everything I can to make sure people have the blurbs of what it is, so you know that you might want to seek counseling. We're going to come back with closing statements from Sheila. Her company and her organization is so needed. She's going to give you more information on how to get in touch with her, the organization, and things you can do to really, really seek help.
All your perfect imperfections, and all of me, give my all to you. You're my end and my beginning, even when I lose and win, 'cause I give you all of me. Can you give me all of you? All. How many times?
Welcome back. All of me. Love your mate. Love your significant other. Give 100% of yourself. Seek help. Make sure that you are doing the right thing. And admit, I want to say to men, nobody gets by. At some point, you have done something to a woman in a relationship with a woman that was viewed as being domestically violent toward her, physically, emotionally, psychologically. Nobody gets by as a man. Sheila, give us your closing statements. Talk about your...
Well, first of all, Russell, I want to say thank you for having me on your show today. It's just always a pleasure to speak with you, and I appreciate the work that you're doing as a man as we continue to bring domestic violence awareness out to our communities. Again, my name is Sheila Malloy, and I am the founder of Healing to Grace. And Healing to Grace is an organization that is seeking to provide emotional support to women or men who've been in abusive relationships. And I want you to be clear about what my passion is. And my passion is to share my story with you, hoping that it's going to help someone to go and seek the help that they need, talking to a professional therapist to help you to get out of bondage, to heal your wounds, to take your brokenness and heal yourself, because you cannot be in a relationship with anyone unless you have done the work. You've got to do the work. I did the work. I'm still doing the work. I invite you, I encourage you to please go to my website, healingtograce.org. Read my story. Read my bio. I've got some resources on my resource pages of people that you can reach out to if you need professional help. So I encourage you to please go to my website. Also, if you have any questions for me, you can email me at S. Malloy, M-A-L-L-O-Y, at healingtograce.org. And I'm always checking emails, or if you have any questions, you want to call me, you want to contact me to come out and speak, you can contact me at 240-278-7776. Email me at S. Malloy@healingtograce.org. And I will be delighted to share my story. Again, this is the last day of October, which is Domestic Violence Awareness Month. But we're going to continuously educate, make aware, share the information. We're going to talk about this. We're going to keep talking about this subject every day, all day long, until we as a community come together, stand together, and realize that it's only going to end when we all are doing our part, and we've got to talk about it. It's not a subject that should be taboo. It's not a subject that people should be ashamed to speak about. There are some wonderful organizations out here that have been doing this work for years, and I am so happy to be one of those organizations that are getting the word out, that are making sure that people understand that domestic violence is no longer accepted. And men and women have a right to be in healthy relationships. And I also want to stress another thing, too. Let's not forget about the young people out here, because kids who've been involved in who live in homes where there are domestic violence, trust me, I know this from experience. Kids who have been in the home of domestic violence, they pay a price. They are suffered, they are affected by, and they suffer for what they have seen, what they have heard. So we've also got to stop this before it affects our generation, before it affects your children.
Well, we're going to make sure that your organization is seen and people know what you exist. You're going to be on our list. You're going to be featured in the magazine, in our Good News Facebook page, Russell's News, Good News. You'll be listed there. You also will be featured at the Be There Magazine Awards. You will be receiving one of the awards for your works for this year. So we're going to be doing everything possible to make sure that people know who you are. So it's been a pleasure and an honor. We're going to look forward to all the works you're doing. This is the Russell Price Morning Show. It's all about you. It's networking on the radio. We'll see you Monday morning. Be there.
And no love, time works. I feel two birds. It don't make the same work. But I think we should take it slow. It's just hard, many people. We don't know which way to go. Cause we're more than many people. Maybe we should take it slow. Take it slow. Oh, this time we'll take it slow. Take it slow. Oh, this time we'll take it slow. This ain't a movie, though. No fairy tale conclusion, y'all. It gets more confusing every day. Sometimes it's heaven, then head back to hell again. Here's the thing we make up on the way.